Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third. The right fielder, Lemay. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Priddy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Priddy. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson takes first base on ball four. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields the ball and throws to Priddy covering. Safe. Nelson moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Alvis moves to third. Brown moves to second. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Dave Nelson. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Brown scores. Cardenal moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sims moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Sims moves to third. Hall moves to second. Two outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Josephson is hit by the pitch. Wagner moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Dennis Ribbent. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardinal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fuller hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen juggles the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters pinch hits for Cisco Carlos. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Peters now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Alves hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis juggles the ball. That's an error on Davis. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Alves goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a line drive into left field. Wagner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Brown scores. Fuller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fuller scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Tommy Harper pinch runs for Lee May. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-4 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing right field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sims strikes out. One out. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Jimmy Hall. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Josephson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Josephson. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Johnson now playing left field. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.